and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires. Yokohama Geolander AT4, Yokohama Geolander MTG003, and the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
It is priceless. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 8th of October, 49 degrees on our way to a beautiful 70 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Steve Harmon and Jackie Morris. We're going to be talking Freedom Fest, and more specifically, the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open. Freedom Fest is not that far down the pike, coming up at the All Veterans Memorial on November the 8th. Steve Harmon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
Glad to have you in here. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Glad to have you both in with us here today. Steve, we're taking this, you know, event by event, component by component, and the Disc Golf Open is one of those activities that, you know, it fits in the overall mission here, or part of the overall mission here for Freedom Fest, and that's really highlighting what Emporia is all about.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we run, we ride, we release, we wreck. Of course, we recognize our veterans, and Dynamic Discs, and they came to us. We were thinking about it. They came to us quite a few years ago, and it's been a turnkey event that they've done all the work for, and we are super grateful to have them as one of our major partners for the event every year.
Well, let's lay it out as far as specifics go. The Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open, of course, this is a part of Freedom Fest on November the 8th, and this will be at the Soden's Grove course. And Jackie, set it up. We have one flight this year?
I've got one flight, and that's just the, you know, we still have like that those 50 spots, so it's limited. But they'll be playing those nine holes at Soden's Grove twice through. And the check-in time, since we are doing one flight, we kind of moved the time frame just a little bit. But, yeah, we'll be shotgun start at 11 a.m., check-in starts at 10 a.m., but it is in conjunction with all the other fun activities.
Jackie, we'll talk a little bit about the you know, kind of getting things set up and kind of what that course is like down there at the Grove.
Yeah, so the course currently has been in the grounds. They've been working with the Parks Department. So it's been staying in. I know it's semi-permanent, but it's just a great place to have a fall around, especially with all the trees down there. It's always gorgeous. You've got all the different colors, and then it's just a good time as far as, like, being shaded, just a little bit different format than you'd find at some of our other parks. And then it's just special because, you know, we're supporting veterans and coming together as a community to do that.
Let's talk about specifically where the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open proceeds go, Jackie.
Yeah, so they go towards basically a lot of different things, but it's just, you know, to support the further awareness of, like, our role in Veterans Day, Emporia as a whole, the All Veterans Memorial, scholarships for dependents of canned soldiers, care packages, Kansas National Guard services, all that. So it supports a lot of different things, but all great things.
And the other thing too, Jackie, and you've kind of indicated the pride that you have, you know, either individually or, you know, company-wide here as being involved with this. What does it mean for you to support veterans in this way?
It's just really important to play, you know, to kind of give back and to play this part as a part of, you know, like, just with Emporia, especially since we are the founding city of Veterans Day, and this is just, like, a really important cause. So to be able to just have something a little extra that that day to help raise extra funds is just, you know, it's a great thing to do. So why not do it?
Absolutely. And Jackie Morris, Dynamic Disc, the Freedom Fest Open coming up as part of Freedom Fest at the All Veterans Memorial. This will be at the Soden's Grove Park, an Eric McCabe designed course, 9-hole. You play that twice, and it's really a fun course to play. And let's see, how much does it cost and how can we get registered, Jackie?
Yes, so you can go to EmporiaFreedomFest.org and find all the links there. You can also go to discgolfscene.com. The cost to play is $25 per person. We actually added a junior division this year, or if you're just looking to be a whole sponsor, you can do that as well. It's $25 to sign up, pre-registration, $30 day of. And the discs we have this year in the player pack are really cool. They're triple stamped, which means they have three different foils on them, and it makes like this 3D image. But I'm really excited about that because we've never had triple foil in the player pack before.
Triple stamped?
Wow.
You're really going way out there.
Outstanding. You know, Steve, you mentioned here about, you know, Dynamic Discs really doing all of the organizing here for this. And, you know, clearly, you know, with just what Jackie said, Dynamic Discs taking it to the next level this time around.
They really do. And that's new information on the for the disc, the triple stamp disc. That gets me excited. And
surprise.
See it on the see it on the head. It's why not? Why not come down and have a great family event at the historic Soden Grove? And wow, just what a great partner! And I just love working with Dynamic Discs and love what they do for our community. That's what a great example of what Emporia is all about.
Well, we love being a part of Freedom Fest. What a great event, and it's really morphed into a huge activity coming up on November the 8th. We've got the Freedom Run and Walk and Freedom Rides, and we're going to be Norwegian foot marching, and there's the Spur Challenge, and then the Freedom Fest Expo as well. So, Steve, a lot going on that day.
It is, and thanks for being a part of it for 22 years, and in the next week or so, we'll announce a new kids event, so stay tuned. If you know what's going on in the past, we got more news coming in the future.
We got new stuff flying all over the place here.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Steve, between now and Freedom Fest Day, what else do you guys have to do in order to, you know, just as far as the background, you know, maybe not planning side of things, but, you know, just making sure everything logistically, using that military term, goes smoothly here for Freedom Fest?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because another one of our fantastic partners is the City of Emporia. We couldn't do it without them. But they help us with the logistics as well as the All Veterans Memorial Committee. With Greg's lead team down there, they help us with the park as well. And we have a committee of about 10, but we have a volunteer group of about 100 that really makes the magic happen every year. And I appreciate everybody doing this because, like Jackie said, we support all three memorials in Lyon County. Do soldier care, service member care packages, which are really popular, scholarships, and I'm sure there's some more out there, Ron. So
yeah,
we do a lot of good stuff.
Honor flights.
And Honor Flight gets bigger every year, too. And registration is going gangbusters. We're 100 ahead of where we were last year. So
awesome.
We might have to actually start talking about having quotas, you know. We might not have enough room for everybody in the future.
Well, that'd be a great problem to have, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
Well, we can't wait. November 8th will be here before we know it. We are, just a month out, you know, is what we're looking
at
here.
And, you better get in shape, Ron. Spur Challenge is coming. So.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Steve. Working on it.
You want to watch it with me?
There you go.
We'll be out there.
You guys are getting
it. All right, Jackie, one more time, set up the Freedom Fest Open. How can we get involved?
You can get involved by going to discgolfscene.com or EmporiaFreedomFest.org. If you can't make it that day but you just want to support, you can sponsor a hole and we'll put your logo out there. But yeah, go get signed up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be in a great place. And there's, you know, you're just going to be with a bunch of people who are there to have a good time and good vibes. So, again, why not spend your Saturday morning doing that?
And get a triple stamp disc.
There you go.
Yes, a triple stamp disc.
Well done. Well, Jackie, thanks so much for joining us here today. Sounds like you're going to have a phenomenal turnout. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Steve, thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Talk to you later. Yes, log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. All the information is there. There's information on all the events, and you can sign up online as well. So it's a super event, November the 8th, Freedom Fest here. And we are proud, and I say that with all kinds of enthusiasm, very proud to be a sponsor of Freedom Fest coming up November the 8th. Chuck?
All right, and our next Freedom Fest update here on the morning show is going to be our Newsmaker Spot.